understand and build for over 30 years. For commercial and industrial construction and renovation, your solution is Riley Construction. Online at RileyBuilds.com.
This is In Focus on News Radio 1350 KMAN.
We are here on In Focus, News Radio KMAN. Brandon Peoples joining you here this morning. We've got Pottawatomie County Schools featured on our show today, and Kevin Logan joins us here. He's the superintendent, USD 323 Rock Creek. Thanks for being here.
Thanks for having me, Brandon.
And we also have a pinch hitting for Tim Winter today, Terry Dow, who is the Central Elementary principal in Wamego. Thanks for being here.
Thank you for having me.
Let's start with you, Kevin. Latest happenings here as we get to pretty much the closing of the school year.
I tell you, a lot of latest happenings going on. We have several end-of-year celebrations. Elementary concerts are wrapping up. We do have a high school pops concert this Friday night at 7 o'clock out at Rock Creek. So a lot of those activities going. We've had a lot of celebrations over the last few days and coming this last weekend. Our forensics team celebrated their second state championship in a row, 3A forensics, had one first place and several second and third place finishes individually. The one I'd point out would be poetry, Allie Jensen, first place in poetry. And then our journalism team took second in 3A journalism. And we had three first place finishers there, Spencer Dugan, Abby Reuter, and Braden Schwartz. And a couple of second-place finishers in Carter Carlson and Mac Hayes. So congratulations to all those kids and their end-of-year activities. On the sports side, we're finishing up. We did have a middle school league track last week. Our kids performed very, very well. And then we are hosting our Mideast League track meet tomorrow, actually, weather providing. It'd be a little bit cool, but hopefully dry for that.
Yeah, I think the weather's supposed to improve tomorrow here, so it just may be a little damp out there.
And be damp and high, I think, in the low 50s, so it'll be a little chilly.
A little chilly for May. So, yeah, a lot of good stuff there. There's a sixth-grade talent show. That's tomorrow?
Sixth-grade talent show tomorrow afternoon up at Westmoreland. That's, I believe, at 2 p.m. Parents are invited to come out. Community members come out and watch that. It's a nice little talent show.
Cool. And then I see did you talk about the spring band concert there?
Spring band concert, I don't have the date down on that. We do have a popped concert, which is vocal, which will be Friday evening out at Rock Creek at 7.
Okay. Yeah, it looks like the spring band concert's on May 16th here. Jazz, junior high band, and high school band.
Be into next week, yes.
So very, very good stuff. All kind of wrapping up here. Last day of school is May 24th?
May 24th on Friday. It'll be a full day of school. And, you know, I know we've got students ready for that. We've got a few teachers ready for that. Teachers right now are basking, hopefully, in the glow of their profession. This is Teacher Appreciation Week nationwide. Today is the actual appreciation day. So do want to say thank you to all of our teachers and the support staff out there that are working with our kids day in and day out.
Absolutely. Is there anyone in particular you'd like to recognize here?
I will say that we have had from our district for next school year, two nominees for Kansas Teacher of the Year. One is Wendy Willie. Wendy's a fifth and sixth grade teacher down at St. George. Very great lady in what she does for our schools and that building in particular. And then out at Rock Creek Junior Senior High, we have Sarah Miller. She's a language arts Spanish teacher. Again, outstanding educator. Two among many throughout the district and throughout the state that are just wonderful educators. But those two have been nominated for Kansas Teacher of the Year, and we look forward to seeing how they progress through that that process.
That's such a great honor here for any teacher. And when do they make that announcement officially?
That will be next fall when they have all their regional banquets, and they select, I believe it's the regional group, and then from that they narrow it down to the finalist and finally the Kansas Teacher of the Year mid to late fall.
That's very cool. Speaking of teachers, I don't know if you've ever been to the National Teachers Hall of Fame down in Emporia.
Yes, it's a very exciting place to be, and the history, you know, of education in the state of Kansas is really, really unique, I believe. And it's nice to go down there and recognize some names that you've heard of. You know, I've been in the profession now. Next year is going to be my 30th. And it's people that you've heard of throughout the year. You've heard speak different places. And it just kind of reminds you of what they've done.
Yeah. I saw them tweet something out here yesterday honoring teachers here. And that's a neat place to go if you've never been. It's on the campus of Emporia State. Terry Dow is the principal at Central Elementary in Wamego. It's been a busy couple weeks here in the Wamego schools here. The honor flight, I think we found it was like 2 weeks ago here. They had their big homecoming.
Yes, they did. That's always an amazing event. We bring in, we had 25 veterans this year that went on our flight with their student leaders. And so they all came back. I don't remember the date, but yeah, the 25th, I think. And we honor them by having a big assembly in the gym late at night when they get back on their buses. So it's a great event every year.
That is a program that I think has been well received here in the Wamego area, not just there, but in a lot of places in Kansas. But Wamego is one of the big ones.
Right. Yes, it is. Sean Horning, who, speaking of Kansas Teachers of the Year, he helps run that and organize that and was kind of initiated that program. And he is our high school representative for Kansas Teacher of the Year, which obviously is well deserving with him. We have an elementary teacher as well from my building, Kim Marquardt, who's a special education teacher, who's Kansas Teacher of the Year as well, representing Wamego. So, yeah, celebrating teachers this week.
Very good. Well, let's talk a little bit about Central Elementary. We don't get a lot of time to talk about them in particular. So what's the latest happenings going on at the elementary school?
Well, we're a preschool through second grade only. And so right now, really, you know, field trips, doing lots of celebrations and programs and things. Kindergarten Roundup, we just did our Kindergarten Roundup night. Lots of changes with that, bringing in kids from, you know, they're 4 and 5 ready to kick off kindergarten for the first time next year. So that's always an exciting time for them. We're going to do things a little differently this year and over the summer and in August have a kinder camp for those incoming kindergartners. So that's a change. Get them in early and get to know them a little bit. Have parent-teacher conferences before even school starts. So those are some changes we're doing to really help those kids get off on a good start.
I just have to ask you in particular, I haven't heard of too many K through 2 elementary schools. How does that structure work? And I guess why was that adopted here in Wamego?
It was adopted many, many years ago. Mainly, I think, when they needed to build a new elementary school, they had to decide, do we want 2 K-5 buildings or preschool through 5th grade buildings, or do we want to separate it out? They, at that time, I wasn't here at that time, but they did decide to separate it out. And honestly, we love it that way. The consistency is great because all of our kindergarten teachers work together on professional learning communities. So every kindergartner that goes to, you know, Central gets the same opportunities. It's very consistent and equal. And so every grade level is like that. And it makes it nice because we have all of the kindergartners, all of the first graders, all of the second graders together in that building. So they build great bonds too. Our students, I feel like, have really good relationships together because they're always together from kindergarten on up.
Okay. And so then when they're in 3rd through 5th grade, they go to a different elementary school?
Correct. We have West Elementary, which is a 3rd through 5th grade building. And then they go to the middle school for 6th through 8th and then on to the high school. But they're all together all the whole time.
Interesting. That's an interesting way of doing it.
Yeah.
I like that. Tomorrow, there's a big school retirement reception. Let's talk a little bit about that.
Yeah, we have several retirees this year that have been in our, you know, district for a long time. Marcia DeHart is one of my teachers. Deb Long is also one of my teachers. And Hazel Jackson, who is a longtime para. We also have Kay Grunewald and Shelley Rickstrew, who are at the high school and one of our tech directors. So we have a retirement reception tomorrow night at 4 o'clock at the PLC Center in Wamego to celebrate those ladies for their long career at Wamego.
Okay. And that's open to the public? Anyone can come out?
Absolutely. We have lots of former students I know that usually come to those, and it's great. And the teachers love seeing their former students and parents and anyone that wants to come and celebrate them with us.
Very good. Let's take a quick time out. We'll come back. We'll talk more with Kevin Logan and Terry Dow here on In Focus. You're listening to News Radio KMAN.